Jane Parsons in Boston, over to you.
Oh, hello. Yes, I would like to know if any of the parties are planning to do anything about lobbying transparency.
Admirably succinct. Jeremy Hunt.
Absolutely. David Cameron, I think, said last year when the expenses scandal had just broken, he thought that, Lobbygate would be the next huge scandal to rock British politics. And we have said there needs to be a statutory register of interest so that everyone knows precisely what lobbying companies are doing and who they're lobbying on behalf. And I think the other thing we need is total transparency so that people know who their MPs have been seeing. And you know, I don't actually think that there should be no contact between lobbying companies and members of parliament, because part of the thing that MPs need to do and ministers need to do is to talk to people who are affected by different issues. But the way that we can avoid corruption is to make sure everyone knows exactly what's going on. And the other thing, just thinking about the particular scandal of the former Labour ministers who were hawking themselves around, is that I think we should lengthen the period which former ministers have to wait before they can take up a job lobbying for outside interests.
I mean, since you've mentioned the Labour ministers caught by the Sunday Times and Dispatches, you can't help, I think I read it was also in the Sunday Times, that quite a lot of people who are coming into Parliament on your side are people who have work in this kind of world. Is that so?
I wouldn't say this is a problem that is unique to one or the other parties. It's actually something that we need to tackle across the board. But I think the important thing on that, and that's a very good example of what you've just given, that is why transparency is incredibly important.
Is the
we
answer.
Need to know particularly if anyone is being paid, because that is the thing that I think worries most people the greatest, is the thought of people being paid to exercise their democratic
now,
rights.
Ed Miliband, you must get lobbied by energy companies and heaven who else, but you also get lobbied by Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth. Should we regard them as lobbyists whose affairs should be more transparently logged as well?
Well, I'm happy to be open about who I meet and who lobbies me, and I think that transparency is very important. So we also think there should be a statutory register of lobbyists. We also think that we should ban MPs from working for generic lobbying companies, and that MPs wanting to do second jobs should have to have independent verification that it's not going to be a conflict of interest. We think that it is important because I think people want to be assured that an MP's primary responsibility is to be working for them. But I think that ending self-regulation, if you like, of lobbying and publishing a formal register, I think is the right thing to do.
Okay. Danny Alexander.
Well, I think people are rightly angry about the idea that MPs are peddling influence within Parliament for money, when in fact that's the job that making representations on behalf of their constituents is what MPs should be doing. I think the register idea that Jeremy mentioned is a good one, but we would go much further than that. We'd change the ministerial code so that ministers and officials are forbidden from meeting MPs on issues where that MP is being paid to lobby. We'd require companies to declare how much they spend on lobbying in their annual reports so people could see what businesses are doing. And we would also, to take the point that you made, Michael, about candidates, we'd introduce a statutory register of interests for parliamentary candidates, which would be similar to the current register of members' interests, so that people could see before the election which special interests or which jobs or which links people had before they got into Parliament, not wait to see it afterwards.
Okay, that's clear answers from everyone. Jane Parsons, are you impressed by that?
Yes, particularly the last one, because the reason I was asking the question was because I think people have the right to know who is influencing policy.
Yep, transparency seems to be the key here.
We've had lots of questions about Jeremy's answer to the lobbying question, because most people think that the Conservative Party are only committing themselves to a voluntary code, but we got the impression that from what you said that you're committing them to a compulsory code. Is that right? Because that's different from manifesto policy.
We believe in a statutory code.
Okie dokie. Okay. Well, that's a straight and short answer.